Hello, my name is Steve Ritz. I'm the glass project scientist, and I want to know what great surprises nature has in store for us when GLASS launches. GLASS is the Gamma Ray Large Area Space Telescope. I came to Goddard almost exactly 10 years ago, specifically to come work on GLASS. Gamma rays show us the most extreme processes in the universe since they occupy the extreme high energy end of the electromagnetic spectrum. So areas of the universe or places in the universe where there are extremely large gravitational fields, for example, around black holes, very high magnetic fields and electric fields, such as around rapidly spinning neutron stars, and so on. GLASS doesn't have to go very far. It's not like we have to cruise to another planet. Gamma rays come all the way to us from almost the edge of the visible universe. They have no trouble getting here, generally. But interestingly enough, they just go splat on our atmosphere. So I look at it that they've come all this way to tell us their messages about these incredible astrophysical phenomena. And all we have to do, we don't have to meet them halfway. All we have to do is get above the atmosphere with the right kind of instrument, and we can learn about their properties. One of the beautiful ideas in science, I think, is the very close connection between the smallest objects in the universe, that is the objects we study in particle physics, and the largest objects in the universe, that is astrophysical systems. You wouldn't think offhand that these things have anything to do with each other, but in fact, they're very important for each other. In large astrophysical systems, there are very high energy processes, very large amounts of energy are released, and that enables us to study the smallest particles in their interactions. So, in fact, there's a very deep connection between these two fields of study. We also wouldn't be able to understand how these large astrophysical systems behave if we didn't understand the basic constituents of matter and the rules or laws that govern how they work. One of the great new capabilities of GLASS is that both science instruments have a very wide field of view. The Large Area Telescope, which is the high-energy instrument aboard GLASS, sees about 20% of the sky at any instant of time. That's very similar to our own natural field of view with our own eyes. In just two orbits, or about 3 hours, we're able to sweep that field of view over the entire sky. So we're able to monitor or see the entire sky over a very short time scales, and that turns out to be incredibly important. What we've learned from previous gamma ray missions is, first of all, they've shown us the tip of the iceberg. We know we needed to go back and do GLASS. That was absolutely imperative. But the other thing that we learned is that the gamma ray sky, unlike what we see with our own eyes, the gamma ray sky is highly variable. Things are changing all the time. If you could see the sky with gamma ray eyes, you would see something completely different. And one of the great things about GLASS is we'll be able to see things changing on all timescales and be able to alert facilities as varied as radio telescopes, optical telescopes, even X-ray telescopes with much smaller fields of view to go look any place on the sky we find something interesting going on. Of course, for many of us who've worked on GLASS for a long time, and some people have worked on it longer than I have, the weeks before launch are a time of incredible anticipation. This thing that you've spent so much time designing, working on, worrying about, there's a little piece of you in it. And there are literally hundreds of people who can say that. And of course, now GLASS is bolted on top of a large rocket. And I was just down at the Kennedy Space Center where the GLASS Observatory was undergoing its final preparation before it was bundled up and taken over to the launch site just a couple of days ago, and it struck me that I'm never going to see it again. And I wished it a good trip, and I was very much looking forward to seeing the data. I also told it to behave.